Okay, so you're gonna do Sluter's first?
We're back.
Then y'all can basically look at the one that I brought.
Which is what, he is on here or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Because whenever he came this morning, because he needed to, he was gonna get a copy of what he had originally sent. And I told him, I said, on your original one, Kenneth, I said, you were already over in two lines. So I showed him what I had done and he said, well, I'd rather go with yours. And I can explain what I did and why I did it, if y'all have got the recorder on.
The recorder is on and we're back in session.
On repairs and replace.
Where?
He's the very first one, he's the very first.
Oh, I didn't know where we were, okay, I got, I'm on track.
Is that the one we had amendment for this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing about it is, on his, it's kind of hit and miss, but we've done pretty good when we got the new building. But on repairs and replace, it has continuously gone over and we keep budgeting back at 13. So what I did was, it looks like he's gonna spend around $3,000 this time. I moved it to 23, so that's a $1,000 increase, but I took $1,000 away from pest control. And we might need to adjust, I mean, we've been doing, it just depends on when they come as to whether it either goes to the 1600 or it stays under the 1000. So we put that it was gonna be 2000 this year, but I moved it down to 1000 so that that would offset the 1000 that I moved to repairs and replace. Because miscellaneous expense keeps going over too, but we just left it the same. The only other place you can move it from and it would be okay is from his, that clean carpet floor, air ducts, vents and all that. We continue to keep 6615 in there. And instead of that 1000 out of pest control, I could take it from there, but I just didn't. But we, if we have to do a line item change.
There's no big deal.
There's no big deal.
Pest control might be something you have to spend more money on now with all this rain.
Well, and see, that's something else that I thought about after I'd already typed this.
Yeah.
But it's something we'll be able to see.
Right.
During the year.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask for anything new, and he said that unless y'all wanted him to come in here, that was fine. Now, on his, let's see, janitor supplies, it's real tight. And the reason that being, you know, we said we'd have to kind of monitor that whenever we built the annex, because he gets the supplies for here and for there both. So, but he's been holding to the line pretty close on that.
And he gets supplies, those same supplies go over there?
Those same supplies go here into the courthouse. The only thing that goes over there is paper.
Okay.
They every once in a while get some toilet paper from here, but it's when their budget gets real close to the end. Other than that, they take it out of their own budget. And then the sheriff's office has their own budget they take theirs out of.
Okay, he did request to me if the custodian could come up another 1000 or so.
He didn't say anything to me.
He just says, if we can, and I said, it's something I'll mention.
So that if we give a raise to everybody, he gets a raise too?
No, a separate raise.
To raise him higher than what he already is.
Right. And I don't know, did y'all hear me?
I'm sorry, no, sir.
Request that, I'm pretty sure they didn't go home.
Sorry.
That Robbie be raised 1000 more. It won't put him up to what Sluter's is, but raise him from 39 to 4. And then if we get a county raise, it gets it also.
Do we have a classification that would fit in or just him?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. 39. Yeah.
I don't know if we got a classification.
What is he in
like a deputy 2, I believe. Well, a deputy 1 is 41. A deputy 2, I have to look. Hold on, guys.
We're talking about raising it to 40, and then if we all get a raise across the board, if he gets that too.
Yeah.
The only thing is,
a deputy one is 40, a deputy two is 39. A multitask like Sluder and Danjum
is 42.
Is 42.
So I move him from a deputy two to a deputy one. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
But then if he gets, if you take it to 40,
well, it'd still be the same because all deputy ones would go up. If you move him from a deputy two to a deputy one, and then he got a raise, he'd still be a deputy one because all the other ones would get a raise too.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
And that's,
that was my thought of keeping it in.
And the same.
Well, this is Robbie, right? We're talking about?
Yes.
We hired him the first year. For 11 months, we paid for him before we had a budget. And then when we put him in the budget, we put him in at a deputy two.
Two.
When we finally, the next year, put him in the budget.
I think he does a really good job myself.
Well, and today, I'm just telling people to put it down as a hope to, because we can't do anything till we got the final figures.
Right.
But is there any objection for the, if we got the money?
He said that Sluder came and asked him.
Take it to 40 for now? No,
for Rob?
Not at least.
He said that Sluder came and asked him for Robbie.
Sluder came and asked him.
Yeah.
Robbie's not going to say it.
Robbie told me he was happy to have a job. And that's Robbie's feelings.
Probably one of the most courteous people in this building. In my opinion. John, don't look at me like that. You know I'm right there.
People are courteous to me.
I didn't say more. I said one of the most.
Wendy?
One of the most. You didn't hear me. Adjust your hearing.
Let's not even put Richard in that category.
I'm the most courteous person in this room.
That's good, Lord.
No, I'd have to give that one to the ladies before I did you, Richard. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's go then to 12.
Page 12?
Yes. Is it 13 instead of 12?
Mm-hmm. What name are we going to?
County attorney. County auditor, not attorney.
And here's,
wait a minute.
Y'all may want to wait and discuss that with the district judge when he comes. Vince, he'll know what that person wants or doesn't want.
And that might be a smaller
one. Before I knew anything, I left it all the same as I always do.
I'm just going
to, I'd say approve it to a further.
I'm going to put a question mark district judge. And when he comes the 1st of July, discuss it with him.
You can, I'm not.
I know he gets to set the salary, but
he does not have anything to do with the budget. We do the budget.
Right.
She's saying he may want to make requests for it.
For the new auditor.
Okay. Where are you going now?
Probably county clerk.
Not me.
So who are you going to next?
County clerk.
She's going to plead her case.
What page?
Right after mine.
You want to call her in here?
Did we do auditors or no?
No, they just put it off until the district judge comes.
Do you want
to work on
the county clerk?
County clerk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I had to have one going. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, you're on the hot seat. What do you got to ask for?
Well, I'm not prepared.
Oh, come on, Sasha.
I don't think I really put anything special in there, did I?
Miscellaneous traveling and schooling's up 2,000.
No.
No, it's not.
Last year, that was approved last year, but we didn't make the change.
Oh, yeah, that was y'all's mistake.
No, that's Mona's mistake.
Yeah, look, come on now.
I'm trying to find your original one, really, I am.
I think I'm keeping everything about the same.
What they did, they put 2,000 in the line for traveling and schooling and lowered your copy machine.
Y'all approved it, and I just never changed it.
For $2,000. Yes, I remember, but Sasha has told me two or three times.
Yeah, I got, I serve on a committee for the Texas Association of County and District Clerks, as well as two committees for the Office of Court Administration, so I've had to go to Austin a few more times than normal. So that's why I had asked for that last time. But I'm still on those committees, so I'm keeping it this time, just like it was.
And for the record, everybody in here, she serves on the e-filing committee.
Yeah, but they don't listen to me when I tell them we don't log in.
You need to be louder.
I know it. Other than that...
Is that the office and copy machine supplies right?
Yes, because what we...
That's where we made up for the other?
Yeah, and I just didn't make the change in the budget, so we're making it this time.
Anybody got any questions concerning?
And then her other ones are...
Preservation.
I have to tell you where they are. Quarter, no, just get back. Records.
Records management.
Management. And I'm boarding count, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
These are counting from the back.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
And it's this far from the back, John.
Did y'all find y'all?
Six from the back.
Okay.
Should have counted backwards.
There it is. Okay.
Okay.
The only increase was here again. We had really had said we were going to put that at 18, and we didn't.
Right.
This is a fund that is funded by its own fees. And last year on the budget and archive fees where it says 12,000, we were going to put 18 and didn't. And so we're putting it 18 this year, so that's that $6,000 increase. But there again, it's funded by its own fees, so the money has to be available for her to be able to even budget there.
Okay, I don't see a 12,000 anywhere.
Well, 12,000 is what we budgeted down the bottom under archive fees.
Yep.
She's already spent 15 and something.
That last time, Joe, 18 this time.
And 18 this time, so it'll be a $6,000 increase, but the fees will support it.
Okay.
How many old books have you had reconditioned?
Old books, 4.
Four, is
and
that
then
I
we've
thinking.
Had we've had the deed book scanned back, and then we've indexed them ourselves. So now all the deeds are computerized back to 1985. 30 years now we have in there that
wow.
are computerized. So they're all scanned. You can just type in your name and pull up everything that's ever been filed on you in the last 30 years. And it's,
did you see what she done with the old books that time and they sent them off and had them reconditioned?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I never seen them when she got them. Okay.
But they were just like about to fall apart.
It is really neat what they
pages,
do with that.
And they reconditioned them and they're like brand new.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is pretty neat what they do. We went to a tour of that facility where they deacidify all the pages and stuff. It's amazing what they do with it. But we need to have our old records and old record of brands redone like that in some old commissioner's court minute books too. I'll probably do this year.
Sorry, I just kind of popped in my head. I didn't know how many you've done.
We'll have to go back to that one of these days.
Yeah, I know. Pretty impressive.
Who's that?
Dallas. John went with us.
Went with them. I drove you.
John
you
drove us.
You went with me.
And he ate pink ice cream while he drove to that Dallas traffic.
You're brave riding with John.
He did so good.
You gotta be pretty brave.
She was nervous.
I drove with her. He's a
good driver.
He's wrecked this man.
I think I saw Maribel come through a while ago.
Carla went with us, didn't she? Or
was
yeah.
it Carla or Terry?
No, I think it was Carla.
No, it wasn't Terry.
It was Carla. Yeah, me and Carla. Mm-hmm.
Records preservation, you and Dan share that.
Dan mainly uses it. I think
yeah.
she just barely collects anything goes in it anymore.
Dan collects a lot more than I
yeah.
do from district court cases. I don't ever use it.
Okay.
Okay, is everybody in favor of records management has changed?
That's good to me.
Yes.
Okay, records preservation then.
Well, preservation is going to be kind of her and Dan. They're again supported by its fees. And Dan's the only one that basically has been using that. And I can't remember off the top of my head if he's even used any so far this year. I know he was going. Yeah, I think he's used about 7,000 or 8,000 of it so far this year, 9,000. I just have to look. I can't even think straight right now. But he's the main one that uses it to preserve a lot of his records over there.
Okay. Everybody got a check mark?
Everyone's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While we're waiting Maribel's, let's do mine.
And it is where?
About in the very middle.
She is busy down there, and she said she's not making any changes on hers.
You're 16.
To leave it the same.
And that's what she put down was the same.
Okay.
And then where is hers?
Hers is like number 8. Tax assessor collector.
So Maribel's not changing anything.
Yeah, she didn't replace anything new.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Maribel was number 9.
Anybody got any questions concerning Maribel's? Do I have a thumbs up where I can write a check on it?
She's not spending all of it, so she's doing good.
Yep.
Okay.
Good to me.
Judge is number 16.
Better go over this really good.
You got my request. I will show you one thing about it on the travel. I have used very little of the extra travel put in. It was $3,500 total that I estimated spend for the year. The reason for that, right now it's sitting at about $1,600 or $1,700. But I've got one more major trip to Austin for post-legislative session. The reason that I dropped $500 off is I've got one of the BLM meetings and it's behind us. I may have another or two, but till I get through with them, I want to keep that open as a possibility.
You went to Kansas for that, didn't you?
I went to Kansas for that first one.
I was thinking you already went once.
Yes. And it was about a $500 trip, time, room, and the trip and everything.
Trying to remember.
Since the Red River is bank to bank, did the BLM just wash away? Or?
Well, the whole boundary may change drastically.
I was thinking maybe they were just standing down in the bottom when the rains came.
most of the dirt that was in question went downriver.
Wash them on the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm requesting $1,650 less on my budget this year than last year. The main ones is deduction and, but.
It's gonna be a little less than that if we're gonna pay for your. Well, we're gonna have to add your scanner that wasn't on here, but we're gonna have to subtract your computer that was on here.
Okay, and let me tell you something else. My match, FICA and all of that, because the legislature gave another supplement to me.
Do you know how much it's gonna be?
$10,200 additional.
$10,200 on top of the 15?
Right. It's 18% of a district judge's salary.
Did we get a letter to something of that?
All we've got is the bill that was passed through the state.
I mean, saying what the district judge's was?
No.
So how do we know that it's the $10,200?
Because the district judge base salary in the state of Texas is $140,000.
Okay, so y'all have something?
I don't have it in writing except for what Jim Allison said.
Okay. We need to add $10,200 to the $15,000.
Right.
Did the county attorneys go up?
No.
Okay, so yeah, that'll change all the Medicare, FICA, Social Security, workers' comp, unemployment, well, not unemployment, retirement. He gets that and those two.
Running for judge.
He gets 47.5.
Hey, I'm not planning at the present time to run unless conditions change, so you have my permission.
Okay, but now also.
And that's a long ways down the road.
It's quicker than you think.
Okay, also, Judge, if we subtract the.
She's still a little bit younger.
She is. Who's he?
Where is that?
She's got the calculator up.
Okay, on yours right here, we calculated getting that out of this year's budget at 2,600, because we only put you back at 1,500. I did not, however, add in a scanner, because you didn't say anything about a scanner.
Right, well, I didn't know it, because.
So we need to add that scanner to the 1,500, which was 895, what was it?
895.
And that's not really a must, I mean.
It is.
For what we're fixing to have to start doing, you need one, yes.
Okay, but the 2,600, Kenneth, is got it so that we pay for it out of this year.
Right.
So that's okay.
That's just an estimated expense.
Let me make sure.
What was the scanner? 800.
890, I think. I just put down 900, changing that to 2,400 instead of.
865.
865? Yes. Okay. 865.
Probably going to be back pretty close to where you were to start with, Judge, aren't you?
No, I'm probably going to be the other way if you count all these benefits to me from that state settlement.
That's going to go. And computer.
But the top part miscellaneous. Close.
Yes, that'll go into computer miscellaneous and programs. Okay, yeah, because the 26, no, Judge, the way you've got it here, no. You had 2,600 plus 1,600 on here. So I'm going to add that 1,600 out of my equipment line.
That 1,600. Though it's going to be spent this year.
I know, but you had 2,600 and then up above it you put 1,600.
Okay. I may have double calculated because we hadn't spent that much.
There's your original one. But then the thing, we can leave the 26, but the 1,600 is going to come out this year, but it's going to come out of non-departmental equipment purchases. It will come out of your line.
I'm going to say that 1600 was part of the 26, though.
Okay.
I don't know that, but I don't think we spent 2600 already this year or expected to spend 2600 on computer programs.
Because I can't remember how much you pay Ashley a month.
You pay 70, her 75 a month right now.
Oh, I thought she reduced it to 75. I thought
well, it may be 100 right now.
So that would be at least 1,200.
Yeah.
Deborah has got that. You can go
ask her. Yeah,
just ask her what you spent to date in there.
Computer programs?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
computer miscellaneous.
It'll be 10,453.17. His account number is, that'll be 10,453.17 for her to go tell Danger what to look at.
I don't think Danger's got that part of the program on her computer, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna add $1,500, $865, and $1,600 to this. No, we're not.
No, the only thing we're gonna add to the new request is the $865 for the scanner, because we're gonna pay
$675.
How much?
We have spent $675, and that's all Ashley's.
So we still have $100 for the next 4 months, so it's gonna be $1,200 out of there. So, and he had budgeted 15, so you evidently did put your computer with that 26.
Yeah, and okay. She told me at the same time it was going down to 75, so
okay,
that's why.
So the thing about it is the only thing that's gonna change, and it won't change his figures any, is where it says computer miscellaneous and programs for this year. I'll go back and put that at 12. Or whatever, because I'll take that $1,600 over to the non-departmental general fund equipment purchases out of this year. The only thing that'll be new on his will be in the same line that you're at. Instead of it saying $1,500, we're going to add $865 to that $1,500 for the scanner in the new year.
$2,365.
Yes.
Yes. And then I'll have to, when we do the salaries and stuff, I'll have to add all the extra benefits to that increase in the supplement, because we pay the benefits, the state doesn't.
Okay. Are we ready to check off, or you got further questions? Okay. Let's just go one page further, I think. County Library.
Are you talking about the library, law library?
Well, no, OSSF. Go two pages further.
Anybody talk to Bill? I haven't seen him.
I have not seen or talked to Bill in almost 2 years.
Neither have I.
I didn't.
I've seen him since then, but it's been a while.
I didn't increase anything in his budget whatsoever. And, of course, I left the salary thing blank, so I just put it back the way that it was.
I thought I might give him a call just to see if he's got something that in mind or whatever that nobody's aware of, if that's all right.
But he's still working.
He's still working, I'm guessing, yeah.
you remember that deal I have on the board in there? Or?
Yeah. About the guy with the parking lot? Yeah. All I said, that's pretty smart.
Worked in a parking lot for 25 years. And he left, and the city asked the
human resources?
The zoo.
Oh.
Who was it? Where'd you go? And they said, well, he doesn't work for us. The city said, it doesn't work for us. So he took parking fees for this zoo parking lot for 25 years and then
laying on the beach somewhere.
They don't even know his name. $17 million. And nobody knew his name.
Oh. They paid him cash, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No income tax.
They didn't pay. He's collecting the parking fees.
That's what I'm saying. He just collected the fees. Yeah. No income tax or nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's kind of like this OSFF. Is he still alive?
I know he's still alive because we're still collecting the fees and he's still signing off on them. Because we budgeted collecting $5,000. We're estimating getting $6,120. He's still collecting, getting the fees, and they're still having to go to him. So we know he's still out there.
There's still a paper trail leading to him.
There's still a paper trail, yes.
We know his name. Huh?
I don't even know where he lives.
I'll call him,
yes, if that's all right. Okay. You talking about now? Or
right now. Okay. We'll take a 5-minute break and you call him.
See if I can get a hold of him.